Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
COFM in Richland Center, where Pamela's Fine Jewelry sponsors our 9 o'clock update. They enhance relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There is something for everyone. Now, right now, it is 70 degrees with a little light rain still happening.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today is sentencing day in the Idaho College murders case as Brian Koberger comes face-to-face with the victims' families. How much we actually hear from Koberger himself is still unclear, says ABC legal analyst Shauna Lloyd.
The judge can compel Koberger to admit his guilt. He also can ask him additional questions if the judge feels as though it's warranted. We know that the family is looking for a lot of answers, such as motive and other things. Those are not typically things that they will find out at this type of hearing.
Koberger expected to be sentenced to 4 consecutive life sentences. The Justice Department saying now it wants to talk to Jeffrey Epstein's convicted co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell as members of Congress continue pushing the Trump administration to release everything it has on the case. Hunger worsening in Gaza as Israel's blockade of aid continues. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff headed to Rome for talks as the U.S. tries to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. This is ABC News. Ukraine's government, led by President Volodymyr Zelensky, taking actions this week to stifle the power of anti-corruption agencies throughout the country. ABC's Patrick Reval.
These institutions were created in part to try and please the European Union and international Western backers, and basically were seen as a symbol of Ukraine's path towards the West and towards the European Union and away from its Soviet past and from the orbit of Moscow. And this bill basically greatly increases the power of the presidency over these organizations.
The largest protests since the war with Russia broke out 3 years ago were held in Kyiv and other cities against the move by Zelensky's government. The CDC now confirming 10,000 Americans have died by heat in the last 5 years. Today, a heat dome stretches from the Midwest to the South in St. Louis. The feels-like temperature will be 116 degrees today. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. The summer is here and our windows display features summer fun and great summer jewelry. Ankle bracelets, toe rings, bracelets, earrings, and so much more. Have a safe, fun summer in 2025 from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center in Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday starting at 4 p.m., they serve up delicious deep fried or baked fish. Dine in or take it to go. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center is still the local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. To order, call 649-7469.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A heat advisory will be in effect from noon until 8 o'clock tonight. The heat index could reach at least 100 degrees. A high in the low 90s, south to southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Warm and muggy tonight, a low of 73. Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, still very warm and humid. A 50% chance of scattered showers and a high of 88. Thursday night, any showers ending early, then partly cloudy and 67. And Friday, partly sunny. A slight chance of a light shower in the afternoon and a high of 86.
Macy's has summer deals so big, it's like Black Friday in July. Come in for unbeatable summer savings, like dazzling fine jewelry, now 40 to 75% off, and airy linen blazers from Tommy Hilfiger and more for over half off. Plus, get three-piece floral print comforter sets for just $21.99. These deals are too big to wait for November, so hurry in. Black Friday in July and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our morning show get-together today, during the first half, Jeff Campbell is here, Riverdale Superintendent. Good to have you in the studio, my friend.
Yeah, you bet, Phil. Good to be back. Good to see you back. So this was, we're rolling in through the summer.
Isn't that something? We were just talking about you last night, Jeff, and Ken Thede, who's a historian, he was going through some old Muscadet progressives and writing up some things, and there we were back in the Riverdale football season of the year 2000.
Oh, boy.
And yeah. There's a picture of you right there in the progressive.
Well, there we go.
You haven't changed a bit.
Oh, yeah. Just a few extra pounds, but that's it.
That was a great team. You were the quarterback on that team, weren't you?
Yeah. It was a great team. A lot of great memories from that, and that's kind of what high school athletics is get those memories with your friends that you have the opportunity to participate in.
And that was the year 2000. So yep. You made it, what, to the third or fourth
third level?
Third level.
Yeah. The farthest the Riverdale's gone. And it was, just a great group of guys that kind of built up through. Had to start when we were sophomores, a lot of us did, and kind of go through the ropes and then, see that hard work pay off in the end. But a lot of depth, a lot of numbers at that time to make a run like that.
Well, we can dovetail that into the current football team. You've been having a camp this week, haven't you?
Yeah. They start the camp this week. Halfway through the camp, they've got 3 good days of working. Numbers look pretty solid for a camp, when you're not in school or really haven't started the season yet. But the kids are working hard. They had to go indoors this morning. They did morning practice this morning, but with the rain, we're indoors, but they were working there. They're split up in the gym and the facilities we have. We got plenty of room for those kind of opportunities. So they were able to not miss a beat, and then they'll finish up with a workout Thursday evening and then Friday morning. And then they'll take a week off before the real thing kicks in.
Mom and Dad can take them on a vacation next week then, right?
It is a big vacation time, and that's one of the reasons they do the Friday morning workout, because the next week is the WIA Dead Week, and everybody likes to get away during that week because it's kind of a consistent week off every year for the sports.
Some exciting news for the Riverdale District over the summer here, your ag program, and we've always known that they're great, but now other people are recognizing that.
Yeah, sure is. Callie Coe, we continue to talk about our ag program and the things that, the opportunities we provide. The kids are up here. They've been on your morning show a number of times, done a number of things here up at the station. And we knew we were one of the district reps within the state of Wisconsin, one of the 10 programs that were selected. And, we just had to wait for that announcement for that number one ranking. And we knew we had a good shot. The things that she put together that we kind of put out as recognition on our Facebook page, you'll kind of see those things. It's just a just a little bit of the tip of the iceberg of the things she's done. And this was the recognition that's well-deserved, I think, for Callie, who spearheads it, and then all the families within our community that are active in our ag program at school. You know, a lot of people volunteer their places, their time, their equipment, just to make sure that the kids are given a good opportunity. And our community really supported us with that referendum a couple years ago to be able to put on that ag edition. And that has just kind of taken our program to the next level, obviously with this recognition now, when we can have the live animals coming in, and just more room for her to work and to do her classes. So it's kind of a state of an art building. We've had a couple districts come down and take a look at it, you know, to tour it, to get ideas. And we can't say enough of what she's done for the program, what all the people have that contribute behind her.
Do you get some hardware for an award like that?
Yeah, we get a plaque. We're gonna get a banner ordered. We're gonna have that stuff, and we're gonna recognize this egg program, you know, for what it is and what it will continue to do. I think this is just the tip. It's great to get recognition. She doesn't do it for the recognition, but it's always nice to get that recognition when you have put this much time in. We're, you know, moving forward out on our school farm. Hopefully in time we'll be able to have water there. We're kind of in a project with the village right now with one of their developments of getting water out to that facility. And so that will even take off and kind of add an extra component to that part and some things they can do out there. But right now it's, there's a lot of things. Sometimes you got to try to slow her down a little bit. She just wants to do so much, but she's doing a great job. They'll prepare here with fall or with fair season coming up, kind of kicked off already. And they'll have, a number of kids participate in that. So that's kind of their focus right now.
The last time that you brought kids here from the FFA, I think you and Callie were here, but I was impressed by the number that would like to go back to either the family farm or get into farming for a career. That's very impressive.
Yeah, it is really impressive. And the thing she did start a couple years ago and now has kind of handed it off to some people is the FFA alumni program. And that's something that, she's built a strong enough base now where they're kind of taking that and they're supporting too. You know, they give a scholarship every year, and it's allows those people that are coming back or have been part of our program. We have, you know, individuals within that program that were graduated back in the 70s, you know, at the school when the school farm was really getting going and things like that. It's kind of neat to listen to some of their stories about it, you know, at our ag committee meetings. But yeah, it is. It's nice to see we've had a strong group of kids that have been recognized by the FFA, and then they've stuck around, just the graduating class from about 2 years ago. Number of them that have just stuck around are finishing up degrees at Southwest Tech and are pretty vital in our ag program and always willing to help lend a helping hand to come back and do that.
Can you give us an update on your elementary programs?
Yeah, so I talked about a little bit about this last time. Our elementary and our junior high were selected as high impact schools, which means we're doing a great job with achievement with our students and really moving them forward in achievement and even facing some high obstacles, you know, along the way. As far as we have a high free and reduced lunch rate, but that is an obstacle that we are able to work with the kids and avoid as kind of something that we can remove and make them progress forward. Both of those schools were high impact schools. And so, you know, within the last year, we've had all three of our schools recognized for some type of recognition, with our high school being a top 20% high school. So our staff has really done a tremendous job of just kind of putting the kids first. And when you do that, the relationships build, and then, you know, these great things happen and kids learn and they feel comfortable and safe at school.
Some of that, going back to some of the GPAs improving and, you know, reading levels and things like that helping out too?
Yeah, they sure are. I think the change in the reading program has been at the elementary level. You know, this state push has it added a little bit to our, the plates of our staff in that, definitely. But I think it was something that needs to be looked at, you know, or something that needed to be looked at. And I think this progressed it forward. The programming that's going in that we're using, that our staff has piloted, did, they have talked about it as being one of the most influential programs that they've had, some of my veteran teachers. And, you know, in education, a lot of things kind of circle through. You'll be like, oh, here's another program that's, you know, going to go through. This is the new thing. But this has had some profound impact on our kids, and we've seen it early on already with the piloting we'd done, and the whole elementary staff will go to this really great reading here this next year, and it's it helps. And I think reading is the number one thing in school. It's such a, you know, some of us, I think, take it for granted. We're able to catch on. We're able to do that. But when you work with struggling readers, you know, even up into the middle school level, it can be very frustrating at that time. So to catch it early on and to teach them methods and ways to learn to read and learn to read effectively is making a big difference as the kids progress through the middle school and the high school. Makes them feel better within it. And, within those school settings, and you know, nobody wants to see a kid struggle reading, and we've done phenomenal job with Lynn Terrell, our reading specialist, done a great job leading us in this training for our staff.
Yeah, you embrace all of the technology and everything moving forward, but it always goes back to the basics too, and reading is certainly number one, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. It will continue. That'll be one of our continuation of kind of goals this year, is to make sure we're continuing to reach that for all of our students.
The mentoring program, how's that been going for your college and career program?
Yeah, it sounds like we're going to pick it up again this year. Sarah Pleckelman will be running that, our elementary principal, but she's working with an area school district to help with their college and career program. So DPI has asked us again to take part in this. Just a nice little thing that they kind of recognize what we're doing at the district, and then allowing somebody within our staff to go kind of work with another district. Because, and really in education, it's like, you know, people think, well, it's a competition to get kids and all that, but really we're working together. We're working together to try to raise the level of education in all of our districts. So anytime we can help and collaborate with each other, it really helps to bring out the best within all the students in the area. So we're really proud to be able to do that. And it sounds like the other district that she's working with is making some great gains, and really appreciating the time she's been working with them.
You've had summer school this year. I think you've got another session coming up, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We just started that on Monday. So the buildings had been a little quiet there for just I would say a week or two. We were in there, and you know, and then now it's summer school session two. We've got an outdoor education adventure theme going. So we've got a couple local individuals that work within the you know, Department of Natural Resources or area things with outdoor adventure that will come in and kind of do some things with our kids. So each day there's kind of an assembly type presentation, and there might be a special presentation some days where the kids go out, maybe do some fishing, maybe do some tree identifying. But it's also kind of a jump start for some of our kids to just get a jump start on the school year. And, you know, just to kind of get back in that routine, we'll go until about August, and then the second week in August or so, and then they'll have about 2-3 weeks off, and then we'll pick up right with school. So hoping to try to avoid that summer slide that kind of comes with the summer, but otherwise it's been a good start. You know, the other thing we have is we have our 4K. This is a big week for our 4K students. Both of our 4K teachers are in, and each kid has like a week that they get to come in and get to know the room and the routine and the teachers. And then at the end of that week, we'll bring in another group. And so we do that for 3 weeks. So each group gets a week, and it just even puts them in a smaller setting and just gets them to understand what school kind of is going to be about, so that they're not walking in on the first day like, who are these people? What's this room? And that's well attended, and has always been something that's been popular within our district.
So they get the taste of school, probably not riding the buses yet or anything like that.
No, right? No. Well, some do.
Some can.
We do provide transportation at pickup and drop-off points.
Oh.
A lot of them are brought in at that age. But yeah, we provide transportation and pickup and drop-off points in Avoca and Blue River and Muscadet. And it's not your door-to-door service like it is during the regular school year, but something for kids to be able to get in and get home and enjoy those 3 hours.
Exciting for those future chieftains, I'm sure.
You bet.
What about registration? Getting into that won't be down the road too far, will it?
Yeah, this is about our third or fourth year, I think, full year we've gone to online registration. So beginning on August 4th, we will open up our registration portal on Skyward, and parents can go in using their login and get their students registered. One thing that's important to note is every year you have to register your student. So I know even if you've been in the district and they're a senior and you need to register them again this year, temperature, and with the, we've seen a spike in that, and not an issue with the paper one. It, you know, we had a lot of people that wouldn't register on time thing, but online people are able to go on. They're getting used to the system, but they're always welcome to call the district offices starting, you know, on August 4th if they're having issues, or if you need to come in. We've got computers and directions set up in the schools, so if you want to do it there with some help, we're there to help you out. So the online registration, it's a little bit quicker and I think more convenient for people. And then we don't necessarily have an in-person registration day, but new families are always welcome to set up tours with their building principal or office staff anytime they would want.
A lot of info that goes into that online thing, or how does it work?
It does. Yeah. There's a lot of info behind the scenes. The office staff puts all of this together into our Skyward system, and there's all the forms are there. So you're electronically signing everything. So it's a lot. This year we actually went to our athletic forms this year on there, which has been I just did that the other day for my kids, and it was very slick, very easy to do, and save a lot of time, save a trip coming into the school and having to drop things off, and our office staff is able to just process it electronically and have it on file. So we're trying to move away from that paper trail of things and do more and more electronic. All of our communication is pretty much sent electronically now. Through our Skyward system, through email, since everybody has an email to register their child, or we do it through our Facebook accounts or our other social media platforms.
Greg Kinney stopped by the studio this week talking about the Riverdale Foundation, the community golf outing coming up. Yep. And I believe he said they had one more spot for a team.
Yeah, I can imagine. I know he's usually pretty close to a sellout every year. You know, he doesn't have to put it out there very much, but that's good to hear. Yeah, if he's down to only a spot left, it's always a great day. It's always a great opportunity for people to get out and golf. And, you know, just even your just one time a year golfers, you know, those are always good things too. So, yeah, anything to support the Foundation. They do a great job giving back to our school district. I've mentioned that a number of times when we've been in here and talked about different fundraisers that they have, but they got a nice variety of fundraisers, a little bit for anybody and everybody to participate in throughout the year. So it should be, hopefully, we just got to hope the weather holds up, which it usually does, and people have a nice day golfing and a lot of nice prizes and things they can get.
That will be August 2nd.
August 2nd, yep, at the Fenimore Country Club up there.
Do you partake in the golfing then, do you?
I try to usually. A lot of times that falls on my vacation week, so with the dead week of that. But this year it will. I'll be on vacation, but I always try to contribute something to them. But yeah, otherwise my golf game's not great, so I'm not going to help any team anyway. So
you missed that 1 year of golf, once a year golf.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's pretty much what I am.
Gonna be, yeah, that's the way I've usually been. Yep. Anything new for the upcoming year you'd like to talk about, Jeff?
Yeah, we do. We got a number of things this year. I've been on a couple times, talked about our strategic planning process. We're kind of we're looking at rebranding the district. So we're coming out with some different ways that we're going to communicate with our staff, the way that we're going to kind of the stuff's going to look. So it's a little more consistent. So when you see Riverdale, you're like, oh, that's the Riverdale emblem. That's how they go. That's their mission statement. That's their vision. We've got a lot of great ideas, and I think that was part of the start of the strategic planning process. But it also was to kind of get everybody on the same page and say, hey, this is some goals we have set to achieve this year, and some goals we want to see 5 years from now, what we want to see Riverdale look like. So it was more of a rebranding process, and I feel like we've got a good start to that, and we'll roll that out to the staff. I've already rolled it out to the school board. They've started to see some of the changes and things we've done. We're going to do some things around the school too that you'll notice a little bit different with that, and just kind of a way to recognize when you walk into Riverdale, like, yep, they kind of recognize that as that's what Riverdale is. You know, our 4K changes, we've got those two sections this year, and we're directing a lot of that to more of a, you know, a prep for kindergarten, like we've talked about with the reading and everything that's really thrown in at starting at kindergarten. You know, we want to prep those kids for kindergarten, and that we've done that by adding a section, another teacher to our 4K. So before it was like the students were halftime with Mrs. Drone in more of an academic setting and then more of a play setting in the other half of the day, and then they would flip-flop. This way they're going to follow more of a schedule that they would kind of like in the kindergarten area. So you'll have a little bit of playtime, you'll be, and then academics, and then a little bit of play. So it's not going to be strictly like kindergarten, but it's going to be a way to kind of prep them as the year goes. So they're kind of ready to roll and used to that when they get into kindergarten, what it's going to look like. And we've got two individuals that will do a great job down there in 4K. We're pretty excited about it. And just the process that's going to make for our district. We've added some things in our junior high school. Actually, one other thing I should mention, district-wide, we made a change with our attendance this year coming up to kind of get back with the state statute. Before, we had it that it was 10 days that kids were excused per semester, and the state statute says 10 a year that parents can excuse their kids. So we have made that adjustment now. It's going to be 10 days per year, just like the state statute, like a lot of area school districts have. So that'll be a change, but we noticed that 10 days a semester can add up pretty quickly. And so you're like looking at 20 days a year, and then there's other days you might be out being, you know, medically sick. It's like, okay, now you're missing a lot of school, and attendance is important. And we've seen a drop in our attendance rate, and nationwide they have. So we're trying something a little bit new to get people, you know, there more often with that. Other than that, we've added a little bit with our junior high school. As far as curriculum, we've got a couple different things that we're doing with that, a couple different offerings that we haven't in the past, but there were some minor changes that way. And 4-6, we've done something a little bit different this year where instead of kind of having an individual teacher in fourth grade now, you're going to move from kind of class to class to be course specific so that teachers are kind of a little bit more teaching their content area. So we're going to try that out this year because we got a big class moving through. So it was always a rotating staff member, you know, that'd move along with them. So we're going to try a schedule out a little bit different so that we can kind of keep those people in an area for a period of time. And we're looking forward to it. People are excited about it a little bit, and we'll see. We'll make adjustments as we go.
When you say a big class, what are the numbers like when you talk?
Yeah, we're talking, I mean, when we get it, we got a class of about 60 kids, 62. That's a large class for us. So that gets really difficult in the elementary level to keep a class like that as a three sections, you know, or two sections. That's a lot of kids. So they were split into three and sometimes four sections to keep those numbers around 15 to 18 that you really want within those classes. So we're looking at now that class is moving up into the into fifth grade and that. So you got to look at, okay, how can we make changes besides just moving a teacher every year with them and not really getting it? You get that continuity, but the person always is learning a new curriculum every year. So most of our classes are in that mid 40 range to 50, but there's always often we've got one other elementary class right now that's in that almost 60 range.
So. That's very good. What are the numbers like for the 4Kers coming in?
Right now, I think we're around 35, it looks like, but that was just when we went ahead and did our 4K screening, but we always get a lot more that come and register. We usually roughly we look at gaining 10 plus from the 4K. So we'll probably be up in that 40 range by the time we're all said and done with everything.
What about new staff? Anybody you'd like to focus on?
Yeah. We've got five new staff members. Maybe we'll get them in here at some point. We've got a new elementary music teacher, Ella Furstenberg. Micah Thingvold's doing junior high school math. He'd be a name a lot of people would recognize, being a Riverdale graduate. Margaret Emerson, she'll be working in our spec ed department, in our lower elementary spec ed. Brittany Penfield will be working on our 4K. I've mentioned that a number of times. Her and Mrs. Drone will be the two teachers there. And then Jordan Cradwell, another Riverdale graduate that she did a lot of long-term subbing for us last year and actually filled in as a music teacher last year. So she is going to be in the classroom this year as a kind of 4-5 teacher in that area that I talked about a little bit with some structuring that we're doing.
That's a good combination. And we talked about it when Kurt Thompson was here. He talked about he had a premonition that he might see you as back in Riverdale teaching someday. And that's great when they can come back and give back.
It sure is. Yeah, we always appreciate that. And I think now with, you know, you're spending so much time trying to build your own teachers and build your own staff with some lower numbers in the education departments that you see a student that leaves here, you know, that goes into education, you'd love to have them back. They got a pride for the district. They want to stay there and want to put in that extra effort that's necessary.
awesome to see those people staying in education, because we know in the private sector there's more money can be offered and benefits and things like that. I think obviously it's a rewarding occupation to get into. You got to love it, don't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think that's the biggest thing. It's the rewards that you have of working with kids every day and watching them develop and turn into young adults and then to adults and then watching them raise their own families and feel a sense of pride that you got them off in the right foot in the right direction. So it's been a rewarding occupation. There's nothing like it. There's no 2 days that are the same. That's, I think, what I like the most about it is every day you come in, there's something different thrown at you, and you just kind of got to go with it. But we got a great team of people. The other thing is our turnover rate was minimal this year. And when we had that high, you know, volume of turnover last year with administration, sometimes after a year you'll see that. But we return, I think it was around 92, 93% of our staff, and that's everything, you know, bus drivers, custodians, everything. We had quite a few retirements this year too, so that tells you that the people that are choosing to stay are, you know, they're making the choice to stay, and we're really proud of them for that, and we appreciate everything they do every day at Riverdale.
Well, it won't be long, you know, we're getting those camps going, we're getting the football and cross country and volleyball will be back before too long.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, we've met with our admin team and have a real great plan for this year, sent out our in-service schedule yesterday. I got that out to all the staff. So I think right now you kind of start to think like your mind's really turning that direction now. And we'll get through this. We hit August. Registration starts. It's full go from there.
You and I were talking before I went on the air about the new plan for wrestling by the WIAA. Anything stick out on that you like?
Yeah, I think it's nice now that they divided the three divisions equally. There's no more, you know, there's going to be the same amount of qualifiers at the state tournament, the same amount of sectionals, everything. All the coaches are on the same page now. And why that is a big deal, because to really get anything, any changes made through the WIA, you need the coaches association support to start anything. I don't know, a lot of people don't understand there's so many levels that changes have to pass through before it even gets to that final board of control to say yes or no. And so if your coaches association has a huge support for an idea or something they want changed, that's the first step. And once you have that, a lot of times the board of control will be like, yep, it's made it through all these stages, all these coaches supported, then that's a change we need to make. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm excited about we actually will have more qualifiers total in the state down at the state tournament. And then the last thing is it's going to provide more teams the team state experience. Everybody gets eight teams now, you know, at the state tournament. And you're going to, now the divisions are a little different. So some teams got moved around and there's going to be some teams wrestling in divisions that have never been there before in those areas, which is going to make things interesting. You know, it's going to broaden your range of teams that will be coming into you that you might not see much during the year. And now you're going to compete in the tournament. And then the team aspect of it has its own separate weekend now. And you'll get your qualifiers, and there's a possibility of a wild card, even if you're second in the qualifiers. So a lot of neat components into it. And Mel Dow at the WIA with Jason Lawloff, the head of the Coach Association, have done a great job working together to get, you know, changes and proposals sent through that will be best for the sport.
Those of us in the media are still trying to comprehend it all, you know, and put it into motion. And my first thought when they went to it, for people that don't know, so they've gone away from regional, sectionals, and state,
yes,
you know, the normal steps that used to be. It's just I don't even know if they're calling it a sectional, are they?
I think it's a section. I don't know the exact wording for it, but yeah.
Qualifier.
It's like a qualifier. It's a sectional weekend. That's it. You got, I think, could have up to, I think D3 might have 16, 17 teams. You have a 16-man bracket, top two go to state, you know, and then the other ones might be a little bit lower. But the reason why D3 has a few more teams, they tried to split them evenly, but they put a few more in D3 because of the performance factor. So a lot of the teams that, you know, are moving up, they're moving up into the other divisions. So it only seems fair to put a few extra down there because nobody's necessarily moving up into Division 3 to, you know, based off doing really well. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's another change, and as always, it'll be competitive.
Right. Well, those of us, you know, the old timers like to remember the way it used to be, but you know, you have to adapt to change, and if it's good for the sport, that's what it's all about.
That is. Yeah. Yep. And they're good progressive people that are looking long term. Mm-hmm. You know, and it does open up some opportunities for some other ideas that I think they have coming down the road. of hopefully getting to that 16 kids at the state tournament. But little change, little by little, you know, to see how it goes, and then you make adjustments year to year.
Does it concern you now, as you know, a former wrestler and a coach? That's the only thing that I saw is, like, let's say you're an individual, your team doesn't make it. Mm-hmm. So you qualify for state, but you've got to wait 2 weeks before you wrestle.
You do.
Does that concern you a little bit or not?
It could, but it also, I mean, it does a little bit, but it also could help you with injuries.
Oh, sure.
You know, too, if you're waiting to heal up. It was a quick turnaround. You wrestle that tough sectional Saturday. You're wrapping back around. You're wrestling, you know, a win or go home match on that Thursday night, what it used to be. Now they give you two, but it's like, so it can work both ways. You know, there could be some pros and cons to that. And, you know, the other thing is, some of our team sectionals in the past, you know, you would get through the regional, and then some teams wouldn't hardly even bring anybody on those Tuesday nights because they're resting their kids for sectionals. So this kind of alleviates that middle of the week thing and doing that stuff, hopefully. But I think the more rest some kids can have, the better moving in the state tournament, so you're fresher and ready to go.
And is it true it's like the old-fashioned sectional where you lose the first round, you're done?
Yeah, it's going to be that. That's the best way they could do it. But then after that, they'll wrestle back to eighth, I believe, for team points, or at least sixth, if not eighth, for team points, because it'll matter for the teams that want to advance. And it's going to be the top six out of each sectional advance to the team portion the following weekend, and then they'll wrestle that bracket out, and top seven, or there'll be seven champions, and then there's going to be a wild card based off a seeding process they have. So you could finish second, get that wild card, and the main thing is they want to get those best eight teams down to the team state tournament.
Good. Well, thanks for the tutorial. You know,
hey, you bet, anytime.
I need the education. So. Always good to talk to you, Jeff.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Next time we talk, you'll be kind of getting in motion with a lot of things at Riverdale.
I think so. I think I want to bring administrative team probably along. We'll start to get some guests along and kind of have them talk a little bit about the district and things that are going on, and give kind of an update on each of our buildings with our spec ed department, and just they can kind of preview some of those new things that we got going on into the school year.
Look forward to it.
You bet. Sounds great. Thanks, Phil.
Jeff Campbell joining us, Riverdale School District Administrator. And we'll be back with more. We'll talk a little bit more sports, in fact, about some football camp opportunities in the Richland Center area when we return.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay it forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
This summer, make a splash for free. The Richland Hospital and Clinics invites you to free pool days on three different Tuesdays in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Spring Green. Join us Tuesday, July 22nd in Richland Center, Tuesday, July 29th in Muscadet, and Tuesday, August 12th in Spring Green. Bring the whole family and beat the heat on us. Learn more at richlandhospital.com.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pull fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pull events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pull near you.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
On this part of our morning show from WRCO, we're going to focus on sports a little bit. We got a couple of guys in here well-rested and relaxed here, and the summertime is continuing for Coach Andy Troxell, Coach Chris Clerken, in to join us today. And, Coach, it's been a continuing thing this summer, a little bit more contact days, right?
Yeah, we haven't added a ton with those, and that's okay, you know, but we've just really kind of gotten a little more focused with the contact days that we've been afforded. So June was a little bit light, you know, we amped it up a little bit in July, and now that we've got, you know, a little bit of a break, two and a half weeks or so, to give our kids a chance to just kind of relax, be kids, enjoy summer, right, and spend time with their family before we really get after it here in the first week of August. But, I mean, that's not to say that we don't have a lot more football activities that are happening here that are slated in the next couple weeks.
I presume that they're still lifting in the mornings and whenever they can?
Yep. Our kids have been really, really good about responding well to our culture in the weight room. This is something that when we started 7-8 years ago was a little bit light, but now it's just standard practice. And so we have three different sessions, 5:30 in the morning, 6:15 in the morning, and 5:30 at night. And I would say we probably have about 40, 45 kids daily that kind of go through that cycle. So it's really cool now that we're at the end of the lifting cycle that kids are starting to test and max out a little bit. And so they're seeing kind of the fruits of their labor with their maxes increasing, you know, and we're very satisfied with just the overall commitment and just kind of the results that are happening in the weight room.
You've had some camps this year, haven't you, for the younger players? I saw some pictures.
Yeah. So we've had more of a high school focus.
Okay.
So far. June, we had a couple 7-on-7 opportunities, but then we had the OSA camp that went really well, and that one is more for 7th grade through high school, and that was fairly well attended as well. A lot of Richland Center kids. We're always looking to kind of expand that, you know, to other local communities as well. But I would say probably the most recent one was our team camp. And we hosted that at the high school, and our numbers looked really strong. And that's the one thing that we're really excited about, is for the first time in probably 5 years, you know, we really have a solid group of kids. all the way through, you know, so that allows us really to let our upperclassmen kind of work with one another, you know, and not, we don't have to rob from Peter to pay Paul, but bring an underclassmen up before they're ready. And so they have kind of their own little crew there as well. So we're really excited that they're able to service one another, you know, and that should help them develop as a football player. So we had 3 days of that, you know, and then we got a chance to test it as we rolled over into our home 7-on-7 tournament that we host every year. And it was effective. Both our JV and our varsity programs really had success there. And we were able to see some kids that really shined on that stage.
7-on-7 is really a fun concept, isn't it?
It is. You know, I mean, we're predominantly a run team, but this is a chance to kind of look at different schemes, and I think does two things for us, right? It allows our defensive secondary to kind of get used to different formations, right, and different plays and different offenses for that matter, but then it also lets us work in kind of our pass game. You know, and there's different schools of thought. Some people will have a 7-on-7 offense that they run, and others that will run variations of their offense that you'll see in the fall. And we do the latter. And so we saw a lot of play action with our stuff. We're not a 5-wide. We're not a spread team, right? You know, but we were able to kind of isolate certain kids and certain matchups. And you know, people try to take certain players away, you know, like Liam Finkerson or Brady Dosh. But that opened up other people like Holden Grob and Will Weiss and other kids across the board as well. So it was pretty cool to see our kids respond and know our scheme and feel very comfortable in that in the pass game.
Well, I know you have some cams coming up. We'll talk about that. Coach Chris Clerkin is here, too. It's not too early to start talking about the youth guys, right?
No, it's never too early. You know, I feel like that's my whole world at this point. I run, you know, a lot of youth programs in town here. So always looking to build, you know, from the youth level to try and increase our odds at the high school to get quality athletes in. So it really starts, you know, really in the first grade, you know, kind of area to try and get these kids in, have fun, to stick with football all the way through. And then, you know, once they get to high school, it's, you know, now I get my hands on them and we can really get them going.
How did the baseball season go for the youth?
It was good. We had 4 tournaments over the summer. Coach Troxel's son was in there. He did a phenomenal job from day one to the last day that we just finished our tournament. He's improved immensely, and that's what we're looking for, is to see improvement in the kids, you know, general knowledge of the game, and then, you know, just being a team when we're out there. So it was a huge success this year, being our first year. So we're going to keep it going, and hopefully, you know, in the future we're going to have so many kids we might have to turn a couple away, but we'll see.
One of the things you mentioned in there, I think, Coach, is a key word, and that's fun, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's kind of the main goal with all youth sports, is first we have to find, you know, your interest and love in playing the game, and we have to have fun with the kids. It doesn't do you any good just to, you know, you have to get it perfect every single time. You know, let's go out, let's have some fun. You know, within that having fun, we can teach you how to play that sport. So a lot of drills, a lot of games that you can play with them, that they're learning the sport but having fun at the same time.
Are there some dates coming up then that we should be aware of as far as getting the youth signed up?
Yeah, so signups are open right now for first through fourth grade flag football. And then we also offer fifth and sixth grade tackle football. So everything that we have, you can go to rcfootball.com. Underneath of that, you go into the forms, and then you'll be able to see the link to get those signed up. We do everything online now. There's no paper copies that we're going to do to sign up. So everything's through riser.com. If you go to our Facebook page, I'll have event numbers for each one. That way you can find those.
Okay. So. And is it against other schools, Coach, or do you just kind of do inter-squad stuff?
Yeah, so for the first through fourth grade flag football, we'll do a partial inter-squad. We'll do 6 weeks of play against each other, so each level will have 4 teams. So they'll play each other twice for those 6 weeks. And then I like to host my own tournament to bring in other schools in. And then one thing we did new last year was we actually did someone else's tournament just to see kind of how somebody else runs it and how they do it. So we'll stick with that. We'll do one tournament away, one tournament home, and then we'll have about 6 weeks of play here. As far as the fifth and sixth grade program, I'm actually the league director for the whole thing, and that's brand new, so they just voted me in over the winter to be the head of that. So We have six teams within that. So there is going to be travel. There's Poinette, New Glarus, Edgewood, St. Francis out of Cross Plains, who we've partnered up and done a lot of things with over the summer. And then basketball, River Valley, us are all in that. So there will be some travel, but it's extremely fun. It's basically eight-man football on half a field going one direction. So there's not all those crazy, you know, blindside hits, crazy, you know, injuries that happen. Everything is, you know, with the intent to keep it as safe as possible for the kids.
That's awesome. When do you play those games, Chris?
So those games are going to be on Saturdays. We've done a cool thing in the past couple of years where if, you know, we've usually done it with basketball or with River Valley, to where we'll contact their head coach or the director of the program and go, hey, let's do a night game. And we'll usually schedule it for a Thursday night. We do it up on our game field, turn the lights on, scoreboard. I get the high school kids to come down around the chains, do some refereeing. So it's always cool to get them underneath the lights to see potentially where I'm going to end up.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the kids enjoy it.
Great. Coach Troxell, you've got some camps coming up next week, right?
We do. So in the past, we've done the Brady Ewing Youth Camp, you know, and that was a little bit of everything. And so this year, it looks a little bit different. The Brady Ewing Youth Camp is still there, right, from July 28th, 29th, and 30th. But that focus will be on running backs and linebackers. And so what we've done then is we've created two separate camps that will run concurrently. And so those are the Hog Academy, which is your offensive line and your defensive line, and then the Ball Hawk Academy, which are your wide receivers and then your defensive backs. And so the thought process behind these three camps is that we really want to dive in and focus on, you know, development and technique within those respective positions, and especially, you know, right before the youth football season or the middle school season begins, we want to make sure that our kids have a solid base that they can kind of springboard off of into their fall seasons. And so registration for those three camps is open still. It will remain open until July 25th. But again, we don't turn any kid away. You know, if a kid wants to play football or engage in football activities, just come out, right? And we will take care of it, you know. And so we just want kids to develop a love and a passion for the game, and especially at the young youth level.
And again, it's not just a Richland Center thing, is it?
No. In fact, the Brady Ewing Youth Camp has had a tremendous draw in years past. We've gone as far west as the La Crosse area with kids, you know, to the Madison Metro, I think the Mauston area, and then even down to, like, I think Cuba City or the Platteville area, too, with kids that just want to come and be part of it. So it's always cool to see kids from Southwest Wisconsin that just, they want to become better football players, and we're excited that we get to offer an opportunity for them to do that.
Is Brady on your staff again this year for the high school teams?
Yep. He'll be around for sure. You know, it's tough to kind of turn that level of expertise away, you know, and so I know he is an individual who's in high demand, you know, with a lot of things. So he's always done a wonderful job making time for his alma mater. And so he's very influential within our weight room. But then we'll also see him, you know, helping out with the high school program, you know, in some capacity, you know, and I know he's going to be heavily involved with our youth programs as well, with fall flag and then fall tackle as well.
Yeah, it's not many coaches in high school that can say you've got a former pro on your staff, a former college player. I mean, you've got a little bit of everything on that staff, don't
we
you?
We do. We're super excited with just the expertise and the talent that we have on staff. You know, Brady is an excellent addition to our program. We have some other coaches, too, that have collegiate experience. I know this year joining us is Brian Kroll, or Dr. Kroll, you know, and he comes with some collegiate experience from the University of Iowa with defensive backs. And then even our wide receiver coach has some expertise from kind of the Southern California area, I think Fresno State a little bit as well. So it's always cool to look at the local talent that exists kind of within our part of Wisconsin. And we're super excited that they chose to work with our kids at center.
When's the first day of official practice for the high school football teams?
First day of official practice is going to be August 5th.
Okay.
You know, we're going to kick things off the day before with an unofficial party, and that's Hive Night. There's a lot of excitement around just the upcoming football season. I know we're excited. Our kids are excited. Yeah, I think our community's pumped up about it. But Hive Night is kind of an opportunity for people from the community to come and meet our kids, meet our coaches. You know, there's a spaghetti dinner. It's a free will offering for that. We've got a couple donations and raffles and things like that. Greg Shep has been instrumental in kind of organizing it from his end, and he said that place is going to be packed, and so I'm excited for that. We're looking forward to that, but we want to extend an invitation to everybody in our community, right? Not just our football families at from the youth level, middle and high school level, but anybody that bleeds orange. You know, it's an open invitation to come and celebrate our program.
Got a chance if you attend to win some things, don't you?
Yeah. So one of the things that we're going to try this year is just, it's a free drawing with Tony Burke and Town Taxi. And so it is a fan bus giveaway, you know, for our first away game. So I believe the fan bus can sit 15 people, you know, and so you come, we pull your name, you and your closest friends get a free trip down to Potosi. Still have to pay admission, you know, to get in, but transportation's taken care of. So when I reached out to Tony about it, Tony was all on board, super excited about it. You know, that's a guy that absolutely bleeds orange and just wants to do what he can to help the community and help the program as well. So, yeah, you don't have to buy a darn thing. You just show up, put your name in a hat, and hopefully we pull your name.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Again, so that's the 4th, and yep, that's to kick off the Hornet football season.
Yep. August 4th from 5 until 8 p.m., so again, spaghetti dinner, you know, free will offering for that. And then we'll have some apparel discounts there that'll only be available at that night, working with another outfitter, Amber Ewing. And I think retail, it's about $140. You can buy a spirit pack for $70, and that includes a hoodie, a t-shirt, sweatpants, shorts. I mean, apparel's gotten pretty expensive, you know, and so that's really kind of cool to offer that to our fan base, you know. And then I think we'll have our calendar raffle for sale, you know, and then just some other things that are happening there. So it's going to be action-packed, a lot of things that are going on that night. So it'll be a fun way to kick off the 25 campaign.
You said you're going to have some pretty good numbers for the varsity team this year, and so it's going to look pretty good, it sounds like.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, I mean, right now we're probably in the mid-50s with those kids that are interested in football, and you never know when school starts, you know, and buddies talk to one another, right, about joining football if you get a couple other kids that are new to football. But that's the thing that we're starting to see is that our culture has shifted enough where now kids are, they want to be part of it, you know. And so I know we've got about 4 or 5 kids that have never played football before that are coming out and they're giving it a try. And they're able to do a lot of our summer stuff and they're having success. And they're like, hey, I like this. This is a good time, you know? And they like the culture. They like the camaraderie, right? They like having success, you know? And so our numbers are growing through just kind of word of mouth. So, mid-50s. And hopefully our goal is to get to 70, probably not this year, you know, but in the next few years with a lot of the work that Chris is doing at the youth level, you know, I think in probably 3 to 4 years, you're going to see Richland Center football back to, you know, just high numbers, high participation, and a lot of times success is going to go along with that.
Do you like the fact you're starting just a little bit later? Because sometimes you're playing a game somewhere in the teens in August, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't think it's too bad. I mean, the weather has been really good to us, I think, this summer. So in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, all right, when's the heat wave going to come? You know, when you've got 90, 100-degree games and that kind of stuff. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but it's always nice to kind of push it back a little bit.
Uh-huh. And the first game is against Viroqua, right?
Yep. August 22nd is our home opener against Viroqua. We're super excited about that game. It's nice to have somebody kind of local. And then we're going to be tested in week 2 right away, going down to Potosi. And then week 3, we're in conference play. You know, and I think our goal is to contend, you know, for a playoff run and a conference title. Our boys have bought in. Our coaches have bought in. In fact, we're the old guys now. We're the old staff, you know, I think I'm the most tenured coach in the SWC at this point.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we've just had a lot of turnover with coaches, especially head coaches, right, in the SWC. So this season of the 9 regular season games that we'll see, 5 of those will be brand new head coaches.
Interesting. Coach Clarkin, anything you wanted to add today about youth or the upcoming football season?
Just make sure you talk to your friends and get it out there, being that we have a new sign up. You know, it can be a little confusing on where to go and to get signed up. So the sooner you get signed up and the more friends you get signed up, the quicker I can get teams made and we can get rosters out to the coaches. So, but other than that, it's going to be a fantastic year. I haven't had a complaint yet, so...
Good. And you have gear, you have helmets and
oh yeah, we got all the all the fancy stuff for you.
Good.
One thing we're adding this year for the youth 5th and 6th grade is actually guardian caps. Have you seen NFL players wear them in games, so we're going to have our kids wear those guardian caps all the time, practice and games. Just another level of safety for the kids. So we got brand new helmets, but we're still going to throw those guardian caps on there. So
and I think that's good. If someone is a little hesitant or parents are a little hesitant, you know, maybe that kind of gives them a little bit of relief.
We're not going to charge the parents to have the kids wear them. It might be a case in some other programs where they have the parents actually buy them for them, but we are able to get a grant provided to us to let us purchase those. So it's going to be free to use. Every kid's going to get one. And they don't look that terrible. So
no. Do you have some social setup where people can find out more then about the programs?
So if you want to go to our new Facebook page, we have a separate youth Facebook page, Richland Center Hornet Youth Football. We're going to have all of our promotional stuff on there, sign-ups and stuff like that. We can throw videos together of guardian caps. Pictures, videos, anything we do throughout the season will be posted there.
Wonderful. Anything else you want to add, Coach Troxel?
No, I think just the only thing I would end with is, like we do every time, don't let cost be a hindrance. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a very, very supportive community here that has helped us financially to make sure that if a kid wants to play, we're not going to turn you away.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Good way to end. Thanks, guys. Good luck this season.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Head Coach Andy Troxel, Chris Clerkin as well from the Richland Center staff, talking football today on The Morning Show.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing